It's way too late to be snacking, but you've just got to give it to the stick of celery for being a really good late night snack. The problem with a stick of celery is, I mean, there is a taste there, obviously a celery taste, but there's not much of that, is there? So I have a habit of either grinding some sea salt on top of it, which sticks really well because celery is normally pretty wet when you pull it out of the fridge, and then you're having too much salt in your diet. Or, and I highly recommend this, you unscrew the lid from a fresh jar of peanut butter. Smooth or nutty, it's up to you. And then you plunge that celery stick into the top of the peanut butter, breaking that perfect smooth surface with the tiny kind of nipple of peanut butter on the top where it's been poured in. And you scoop. And then, of course, you defeated the whole object of kind of not having anything heavy to eat. Because Lord knows how many calories there are in a huge scoop of peanut butter on a stick of celery. Not that that should normally bother you in a midnight snack, but I suddenly realised that it's Audio Bloggers Month. And I haven't recorded anything today, I don't think. And it's nearly 11:30. I'm thinking, though, that as I recorded something at pretty much 11:45 last night, you know, I'm good for quite a while. I'm doing this anyway. As Audio Bloggers Month is an international kind of thing, under the hashtag AudioMo, should you want to search for people's audio recordings, as long as you've done 2 recordings in a 24-hour period, I think you're on it. I've done at least 1 recording every day for this month of July, and I'll do my best to continue to do so. 1 in every period of 24 hours. And I just don't know where this year is going. We're already on the tail end, we're on the downward slope of the year, and every day is kind of flashing by, and I've had my head down in work, and I'm looking forward to at least a couple of weeks in the UK right now, and a couple of projects that I'm doing locally, which means I can get back of an evening and just spend some home time with the family and that. So I've been neglecting that side of things. And all this travelling is not good for me. Not just because of the whiskey collection I'm amassing, or trying to amass. It's difficult because, you know, you drink whiskey when you've got friends around, or when family's around, or just when you're in your shed like I am now. I picked up a couple of interesting bottles recently, and I was wondering whether or not I should do a quick tasting now. Just a quick snifter before bed. I've got a bottle of Yellow Spot, which I'm aching to open because I have had a taste of that, and it was mighty, mighty fine. And the as yet properly unexperienced, the Irishman Founders Reserve. This looked interesting. Not a massively expensive bottle as far as bottles go. More than your off-the-shelf bottle of Bell's that you should never be buying. Anyway, and this looked interesting due to the 70% aged single malt mixed with a 30% single pot still whiskey. Of course, the Irish being famous for their single pot still whiskey, and my taste buds are really starting to go for the kind of smooth, vanilla-y nature of the Irish whiskies over the sometimes peaty, if you go for the peaty types of Scotch's single malt. And I've always thought of myself as a single malt drinker, but in reality, I think I'm going for the Irish more and more. And it's, they've had, considering, you know, whiskey originated from Ireland, it's or whiskey as we know it originated from Ireland, it's kind of, they've had a hard time reputation wise, and I think it was due to, in the oldie Wild West, or at least old America, during the recession, that people couldn't afford Irish whiskey, and the cheaper Scottish whiskies were coming in at the time, and people were sticking a shamrock on bottles of cheap Scottish whiskey and saying this is Irish whiskey, and I think it got a bit of a bad reputation because of that, and I'm sure it's recovering or recovered over the hundreds or so years when they've been making some absolutely incredible whiskies, and one of my favourite whiskies of all time is an Irish whiskey, Redbreast. So I'm going to crack this open. I've got my little whiskey tasting glass right now. It comes in a box. I've just taken it out of the box. Nice black box with a kind of red seal on the front. And I'm just going to put my phone down, which is recording this, and balance it there for a moment. Because I've got to open a screw cap. Normally I can just open the whiskey bottle cork and it's across the room. But this is the first screw cap bottle of whiskey I've had in a while, I think. I think even the kind of that cheap Dunleary, it's not pronounced Dunleary, but it's also an Irish whiskey from the Sainsbury's kind of select section. It's a really, really good whiskey. Don't frown because it's from, you know, it's a Sainsbury's branded whiskey, but I think it's about 20 something quid a bottle now, and it's insanely good. Very smooth, but I'm hoping this will be more than a couple of steps up, so here we go. Not disappointed by the aroma leaking out the top of the bottle. Right, there was a sound, wasn't there? Joy, fighter. It's only 40% in alcohol. I've said it's 70-30 between single malt and single pot still. I'm going to go for a taste. That's damn fine. I'm getting a kind of fruity sweetness, quite smooth on the way in, and then it's got a bit of a spicy kick at the back of my throat with a, hang on, for some reason it's reminding me of Worthy's Mints. Do you remember those Worthy's Originals? With the old man and the boy on the advert, always looked a bit weird, hanging out together. I'm liking that a lot. It's actually quite dangerous at this time, and I better kind of stop with this little snifter. Normally at this point as well, I might just, because I've got the what's called a Glencairn drinking glass. It kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's got a nice little solid glass stand on it, and the glass kind of comes out in the shape of a flower head. It's not massively bulbous at the bottom, but rounded at the bottom, and then tapers in and then comes out ever so slightly, and I think it's so that the whiskey can kind of get some air, and you can see the curler, and you can wobble it around and see the alcohol content. If it is a cask strength, for example, I think the case is that it's a lot more leggy on the sides, and normally I'll have a little bit of water that I can drop in as well, so that I can taste it with and without. To see if the flavours have opened up. I don't know that much about whiskies. I'm in the process of, you know, learning a bit just by reading the boxes mostly, and listening to people like the one I spoke to and recorded on Audioboo, possibly only a recording before this. Really sounded like he knew what he was talking about, and has obviously been involved in whiskies for a very long time, as it's his job. And I think if you're going to get involved with
alcoholic beverages. You know, don't just drink them to get drunk. I think embrace the history and the culture around the making, and maybe even understand the process of where it comes from. You know, these drinks have been drunk for sometimes hundreds of years. You know, 1700s when the whiskey seemed to have been first made in licensed distilleries, and they've got to be doing a good job after all that time, haven't they? I think they are. I think these ones I've got here are anyway. So enjoy whatever your favourite tipple is. I'm seriously considering a kind of get together with a few friends. We bring a bottle. I might bring this bottle of Yellow Spot to a get together. Country house, city hotel, private club, bothy kind of hideaway in the wilds, a teepee. I don't know. Maybe a country house. I don't know. If anybody's interested, let's get together a small group of people, go to a weird house in the back of beyond or somewhere in a city somewhere, and bring a bottle and have a whiskey tasting, a storytelling. Doesn't have to be a roaring fire, but by the time we organise this, it'll probably be cold enough to have a roaring fire. Let me know if you're interested. Whiskey and friends. Right. Nearly midnight, I guess, now. I've rambled on. I'll speak to you later.